Hello everyone and welcome to the March Contest recording. We're going up to the word file, Selby asks for it, so she gets to go first. This one took me a couple read-throughs before I understood just what the hell was bothering me about it. Are you ready? Some of your lines carry no weight whatsoever. Just think about it for a moment. But now 'tis, of fingers, that was once. I'm a big fan of line breaks having purpose. If they don't, you may as well be writing prose. Also, I feel like moments where you actually put the true strength of the piece were completely fucked over and robbed by flow fucking commas. So overall, I think you had good intent, but the piece was just not executed at the level that I know you can deliver. Scrolling back to the top. Are you ready? Because it's time for Isley Platinum. So, I'm going to chalk this one up as something that probably didn't serve a writing contest well. Aside from the occasional comma splice and the obnoxious need to write in all caps, seriously, we do have an exclamation point for a reason. I think you have the basic instructions of writing down. I've certainly never received anything like this either, so I can't really harp on creativity. But damn, was this boring. It read like a lab manual. When I get pieces like this, I really try to push all the way to the end because I can practically feel the point coming, but this one was extremely tough. It was just far too dull to engage me as a reader. Perhaps that's the subjective side of judging speaking, but in this case, I don't really think so. You seriously need to consider a way to keep your readers involved. Embracing the second person and using you doesn't automatically mean that that's going to happen. You need a way that makes me feel like I'm a part of the setting. You need a hook, development, and emotion. Experimenting with those things will greatly improve your writing. I love ASDF. There are a lot of bullet points for improvement when it comes to this work. For starters, let's touch upon rhyme schemes. In general, if these are done right, they're great. If they aren't done right, they make me cringe. And this is one of those cases. You set it up in the first two stanzas and keep the flow, but in stanza 3, it's abandoned, only to be resuscitated in number 4. That comeback, by the way, just needs to be improved. One by one, my hair equals forcing it. If you have to break the flow just to fit the rhyme scheme in, then you are destined to have me call you out on it. Let's move on to substance-related issues. Where's the beef? The biggest beef that I have with this poem is that I didn't take anything from it as a reader. You assembled the words, but I'm not seeing a portrait here. I'm not getting a view of you as a writer. I'm seeing words like stress, troubles, insane, escape, stunned, and breakaway, but you haven't tied any emotions from those words into the writing. My 8th grade English teacher had a banner that wrapped around the walls of his room. It read, "Is life is poetry," over and over again. Life is poetry, poetry is life. This is a message for everyone here. You can write something that you think is poetry, but if you don't put life into it, through expression, emotion, imagery, or otherwise, then it just doesn't cut it as poetry. Scrolling! This looks like TLM. And I fancy that it is. Part 5. Saved Your Ass. I enjoy the flow you put into this, but when I was reading through parts 3 and 4, I just started thinking, God damn, this piece doesn't really add the impact. It feels kinda overused and somewhat stale. Then, the piece picked up, and the last line delivers the punch in a way that I like. My biggest complaint is perhaps you string it out just a bit too much. In the midsection, it really puts off a feel along the lines of, I'm writing one word on this line for the sake of writing one word, and not to deliver the impact. Especially the fucking butt line. For fuck's sake, one word, nothing there, god damn it. But, part 5, saved your ass. I'm pointing at the screen and, like, scowling at it like you're able to see that. But you can't. So I'm just going to move on to PK. And all I'm going to say to PK, I have one sentence, One fucking sentence. Welcome back. We're just going to move on. That's all I got. Dreamy Abstraction. This was actually surprisingly good for the little bit you gave me. There was one sentence in particular that I think could use a little work. She had overdone the tilt of her chin, on and on and on and on. At the end of this chain, when you mentioned the betrayed emotions, it just comes off as a bit awkward when reading. A little tune-up works wonders. The only thing I can really add is that I would like to have seen a little bit more. There isn't really enough here to see any sort of plot, and it feels like there's a much larger story surrounding this scene. Snippets, while certainly worthy of praise on occasion, aren't really going to be enough if you really care about the win. And more importantly, they certainly aren't enough if you want deeper feedback. I'm not saying enter a novel, but a complete chapter would probably be better suited as an entry. As right now, I can sit here and tell, you know, that aside from the awkward sounding sentence, you seem to write well. I could certainly nitpick grammar more like a douchebag, but evaluating the originality and entertainment value of the work is almost impossible. I can say I enjoyed it. I can say I would like to see more. I shouldn't say that in the tone that I said it, because when I say those things, those are pretty much the best compliments I could give. But what's the context of this meeting? I don't know, so I can't really evaluate it any more than that. Anyway, that's all I got to say there. Scrolling down to New Kirisa. Sorry if I butchered that. I probably did. So this one turns out to be one of those good news, bad news pieces. On the plus side, you know how to write. At least it appears that you have a generally good sense when it comes to what you do. There were a few sentences thrown around that I feel need some general nitpicking, as reading them aloud either led to long-ass chains of words or isolation of strange, awkward clauses. My lack of complaints in the grammar department, unfortunately this case transfers to a plethora of complaints in the other judgment areas. In the years that I have run this contest, I have seen this type of piece more times than I care or want to count. There's nothing wrong with recycling themes, but when you do, as an author, it's your job to put your signature on the work, and sadly, I just don't see that here. This, in turn, couples to the entertainment side of things. I've seen it before, and I get no sense of authorship. Do the addition, and when this happens, I'm reading words for the sake of reading words, and the entertainment value tanks. In that regard, keep writing like you are. Your style seems pretty good thus far, and with more entries, it will become all the more discernible what sort of guidance you need. Right now, you just need to take your style and wrap it into something that's a little bit more attention-grabbing. And that's it, folks. So, are you ready? I'm going to dig down deep, 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 all the way down to the floor. I'm going to pull it up. Here it comes. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.